everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown.
This is episode 77, Let It Be Easy, releasing the struggle story. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness, the podcast where we don't just grow. We unravel the patterns that told us pain was a prerequisite for purpose. Where healing isn't about chasing a finish line, but instead learning to stop running when peace finally knocks. And today we're going to be talking about something that may sound simple, but for many of us, doesn't feel safe. Letting it be easy. Because whether we realize it or not, so many of us have made struggle our baseline. We're used to grinding, used to proving, used to suffering quietly because we're taught that ease is earned, not allowed. And without realizing it, we start to build identities around effort. We become fluent in the language of burnout. We measure worth by how much we can carry. We feel guilty for resting and suspicious when life feels soft. But what if ease was never the enemy? What if letting go of the struggle story wasn't weakness, but wisdom? That's what we're unpacking in this episode. How we unconsciously attach our value to pain. How nervous systems get addicted to effort, and how choosing softness, real softness, might be the most radical act of self-trust you ever embody. So if you're ready, let's get into it. I didn't always know I was addicted to struggle. In fact, for a long time, I thought that I was just passionate. I thought I was doing what you're supposed to do when you believe in something. You hustle, you sacrifice, you prove yourself, you earn it. There was a version of me that took pride in how much I endured for my art. I wore the starving artist like a badge of honor, romanticizing the grind as if being broken down by the world made my work more legitimate. I worked two jobs and told myself I was paying my dues, earning my right to create. And somewhere, deep inside, I genuinely believed that unless it hurt, it wasn't real. Unless I struggled for it, it wasn't mine. It didn't matter how drained I felt. It didn't matter how my nervous system was fried or that I was scraping by emotionally and financially. I told myself this was the way. This is what dedicated looked like. Looking back, I realized I wasn't just trying to create. I was trying to prove something. That I was worthy of being seen. That I had enough grit to belong. That I had struggled enough to deserve success. And it ran deeper than art. This was about my relationship with life. With abundance. With worthiness. I had internalized this idea that nothing worth having could come without pain. That if something came with ease, it wasn't trustworthy. That peace had to be earned, not received. So I called in a life that matched those beliefs. A life that kept me on the edge of burnout. A life that made survival feel like success. A life where I confused depletion with discipline. And I'll be honest, it's hard to unlearn that kind of programming. Because there's a strange comfort in the chaos. There's a sense of control and overproductivity. There's something seductive about being the one who never gives up, no matter how much it costs. But the thing about constantly having something to prove is that you never really feel free. You're always chasing the next thing, always pushing, always waiting for someone or something to tell you that you've finally done enough. And at some point, I started to wonder, what if this isn't the only way? What if I'm allowed to be creative without being in survival mode? What if I don't have to suffer to be taken seriously? What if my nervous system doesn't have to be in overdrive for my dreams to manifest? I didn't have a lightning bolt moment. It was slow, subtle, tiny cracks forming in a story I had held onto for years. I started noticing how uncomfortable I felt when things got easy. How I could almost unconsciously sabotage moments of rest, peace, abundance, because they didn't match the version of myself I had been performing for years. And that was the real wake-up call. It wasn't just that I was overworking. It was that I had become someone who didn't know how to exist without struggle. So I started asking different questions. What does it mean to be available for ease? What does it look like to stop earning my peace and just receive it? What would it take to trust that things could flow without falling apart? I didn't have the answers at first, but I had a feeling. A soft pull towards something gentler. Something more honest, something that didn't ask me to break myself open just to be worthy of showing up. And so I started choosing softness. I stopped glorifying the grind. I began honoring the value of rest, alignment, and inspired action over desperate effort. I started to believe that I didn't have to suffer to be seen, that my art didn't need pain to be powerful, that my life didn't have to feel like a test to be meaningful. And maybe most importantly, I began to rewrite my definition of strength, not by how much I could endure, but how willing I was to receive what was already meant for me. You can say all the affirmations in the world, I choose ease. I trust abundance. I deserve peace. But if your nervous system doesn't believe it's safe, you'll sabotage it every time. And I say that not from a place of theory, but from experience. Because even after I started unraveling my struggle story, even after I knew I didn't have to live in survival mode, I still found myself returning to effort like an old lover, one who hurt me but knew my name by heart. And that's the thing. Struggle isn't just a mindset. It's a pattern in your body. It's a rhythm your nervous system learns to dance with. And once that pattern becomes familiar, anything outside of it, peace, rest, softness, it all feels foreign, sometimes even threatening. So much of my identity had been wired into effort. I didn't just do a lot. I needed to do a lot to feel real, to feel productive, to feel like I was earning my place. Even when life was trying to soften me, when new opportunities flowed in with ease, when rest whispered, "You've done enough," I felt the tug, the magnetic pull back to proving, back to effort, back to the grind that made me feel like I was still in control. But underneath that effort was fear. Fear that ease meant laziness. Fear that rest would make me irrelevant. Fear that without the struggle, I'd lose the story that made me special. Because for so long, my nervous system had been surviving on adrenaline, on chaos, pushing through. And when that got taken away, when I tried to let it be easy, I didn't know how to feel safe. That's what I had to face. Choosing ease wasn't just a mindset shift. It was a physiological recalibration, a reintroduction to stillness, a daily practice of reminding myself it's okay to rest. It's okay to receive. You don't have to prove your worth with pain anymore. And let me be honest, it's still a practice. I still catch myself trying to complicate the simple, trying to justify peace, trying to dress up softness in a hard exterior so it feels more familiar. But I've learned that you can't force ease. You have to feel your way into it. You have to teach your body that safety doesn't only come through tension, that you don't need to be on the edge to be valuable, that you don't have to be in motion to be meaningful. And that's not something that happens all at once. It's quiet. It's subtle. It's choosing again and again to trust stillness when your reflex is to run. It's breathing into rest instead of reaching for one more thing to fix, hustle, build, or control. I used to think healing meant arriving at some perfect, peaceful version of myself. Now I understand it's about building a deeper relationship with my own regulation, about knowing how to come home to myself, even when my body is begging for chaos it used to call love. Letting it be easy isn't about bypassing the work. It's about no longer making pain your home. For most of my life, I didn't know there was a difference between ease and laziness. They lived in the same drawer, and if I opened it too often, I feared I'd lose my edge, fall behind, disappear into comfort and never return. That fear ran deep because we're not taught to trust peace. We're taught to chase, build, achieve, strive, to push through, to never settle, to prove that we're worthy by how much we sacrifice. So when life invites us into softness, when a relationship doesn't come with chaos, when a job actually supports our nervous system, when an opportunity feels too aligned to be true, we hesitate. We look for the catch. We tell ourselves it must not be real, because deep down we've been conditioned to believe that anything meaningful must come with struggle, and anything too good, too simple, too easy must be temporary, or worse, must mean we're not trying hard enough. But what if that's the lie? What if the real work isn't in how much we can carry, but in how willing we are to receive what wants to come to us? What if we're never meant to prove ourselves to life, but to partner with it? Letting it be easy doesn't mean you're lazy. It doesn't mean you don't care. It doesn't mean you stop growing. It means you've learned to trust your energy, to honor your alignment, to walk away from what drains you, not because you're weak, but because you finally know you're worth more than exhaustion. It means you're choosing sustainability over burnout, integrity over image, expansion over performance. And honestly, that's some of the hardest work there is. Because ease isn't the absence of effort, it's the presence of alignment. It's doing things from a place of flow, not force. It's allowing things to click into place without micromanaging every detail. And that takes a whole new level of trust. Trust in your timing, trust in your gifts, trust in the idea that life wants to support you, not to test you at every turn. The more I've softened into that truth, the more I've realized how many of my loops weren't about failure. They were about fear of letting go, Fear of letting it be good. Fear of letting it be simple. Fear of letting it just be. Because without the struggle, who was I? That's the real question, isn't it? When you remove the suffering, when you stop striving to be seen, you're left with the actual self. And for some of us, that's scarier than the grind. But I've learned slowly and humbly through many relapses that peace isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign you're soft enough to receive what's meant for you without chasing it into the ground. It's a sign that you've stopped negotiating your worth with exhaustion. And that version of you, the one that no longer needs to struggle to feel real, that's the one you came here to become. There's a quiet moment in every healing journey, a pause, a breath, where you realize you're no longer interested in proving anything. Not to the world, not to your past, not even to yourself. You've already carried the weight. You've already climbed the mountains. You've already lived the story of the fighter, the builder, the one who never gave up. And now, something inside of you whispers, maybe it's time to let life meet me where I am. Not because you stopped growing, but because the version of you that believed everything had to be earned is finally allowed to rest. For me, that shift wasn't loud. It wasn't a grand revelation or a single breakthrough moment. It was just a slow melting, a quiet softening, a gentle unraveling of all the ways I'd been trying to outrun myself. I started to notice how often I tried to overexplain my worth, how even in healing I was still performing, still trying to convince life that I was ready by how hard I worked to be better. But healing doesn't happen through force. And peace doesn't arrive because we finally became good enough. It arrives when we stop running from our own enoughness. Letting it be easy means learning to receive what used to make you uncomfortable. It means letting someone love you even when your first instinct is to push them away. It means pausing when your nervous system says do more and choosing instead to be. It means opening your palms and releasing the need to micromanage your own unfolding. Because here's the truth. The version of you that's always in survival mode can't receive. Not fully. Not openly. And not in a way that sticks. You deserve to receive. Not just breadcrumbs. Not just scraps of peace or half-hearted joy or almost aligned love. You deserve the fullness of what you came here for. But first, you have to stop believing that ease is an escape. It's not. Ease is an arrival. It's the moment you let go of this door that says you have to suffer for what you want. It's the moment you realize that rest isn't a reward. It's your baseline. It's the moment you finally understand that peace was never outside of you. It was just buried beneath all the proving. This episode, this whole conversation isn't about bypassing the hard parts of life. It's about reclaiming your right to let it be good, to let it be gentle, to let it come with grace. Because life isn't testing you. It's mirroring you. And when you finally show up as someone who believes they don't have to hustle for every blessing, you start to notice how life begins to soften too. So let it be simple, let it be aligned, and let it flow. Ease is not the absence of growth. It's the embodiment of trust. And the moment you stop needing to suffer to feel real, you become available for the kind of life that's been waiting for you all along. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.